Leishru Chelik Beis Shin Pei Beis. The fifth chapter is entitled Shabbos. Paragraph Aleph. Shanai Shabbos Kodesh Mikol Mitzvois. Shabbos is different to all mitzvois. She ain't a mitzvah greida shenasalan ha kadosh baruch hu ela matana. Shabbos is not a mere mitzvah that was given to us, but rather a matana. Chazal uses terminology as we see now. Omar lo hakadosh baruch hu lemoishe. I have a good gift in my treasuries. It's called Shabbos. I wish to give it to Israel. This is in Masechet Shabbos Daf Yud. So we discern here from the words of Chazal, not only that this is a matana as opposed to a mere mitzvah, but it comes from his treasuries. Shezeu hapnim shebifnim mikol oitzresav v'sha'ashuav. This is the innermost chamber, the deepest of all Hashem's treasures and delights. Metziyus shel kedusha ufnimius, a reality of kedusha and depth. Shebe'etzem einu shayach klali kutzei choyme. Really, it has no connection to physical beings. But Hashem wished to give it to us as a gift. The formulation for the brachos of Shabbos is different from the regular formulation of brachos. That's the normal nusach. Ki b'kiddush anu umrim, when you notice kiddush on Shabbos, we say asher kideshanu b'mitzvei sav, good. He wanted us. And the Holy Shabbos, with love and goodwill, he bestowed. We've established that. Shabbos is a reality of supreme kedusha. Shabbos kodshoi, his holiness. We don't say that Hashem commanded, from nachala, from an inheritance, so to speak, something that one... gets an inheritance. Harei haShabbos imetzius zman shel kedusha. Shabbos is the a reality of holy time. In brackets, Hagoyin Rabbi Eliyahu Dessler nishmas Eden mevi b'shem Rabbi Rabbi Tzvi Hirshboide nishmas Eden. So Rav Dessler says, Rav Tzvi Hirshboide, ki lo hazman oiver ala adam. It's not that time passes over the individual. Rather, the individual travels through time. Lemashal, b'Shabbos haRishona nikbea tachana sheshma Shabbos. In the first Shabbos, it was like a stop, as in a bus stop, so to speak, called Shabbos. Uvchol shavu v'shavu magi adam le'isa tachana atzma. Every week, the person reaches the same stop. Mamash oisa hashpa'as kedusha atzma shel Shabbos b'Yishis. The same bestowal of kedusha as at the original Shabbos. This is from Michtam Eliyahu Chelek Beis Amud 21, page 21. Koil kach gedoyla hi kedushas Shabbos. The sanctity of Shabbos is so enormous. Ad shebekoishi hitiru she'elas shalom b'Shabbos. The point where Chazal barely permitted greeting people on Shabbos. Ki afilu hoitzaas mila mape. Even to utter words, hi kvar eizu yetziya mipnimius. It's really going out of one's primius. So they barely permitted it. I made a note for myself to look at Maseches Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis in Tosfos. The more Maschil Sheloi. Tosfos Satz Yerushalmi there about this, that Chazal barely, only reluctantly permitted greeting someone on Shabbos, like the author says, because even to utter a word involves leaving one's primius. Gedolei Olam Hirgishu B'Kedusha Zoi. Gedolei Olam sensed this Kedusha. V'yasani Keres Alem. It was evident on them. Maran goyin Rabbi Eliyahu Leipian Ishmas Eden, Sir Rav Leipian, Sipel Rabboi, Rav Simcha Zisl Mikelm, the Alter Mikelm, Shebi Mois Choyl Hanirek Momes Mamash, that during the week he looked like a corpse. Panam Yuchivrim Legami was so pale. Uv Shabbos Koydesh Eilu Lechayim Adumos, but on Shabbos his cheeks flamed, they were red. Pnei Admon Ishmas Eden, the face of Rav Yerucham, Hishtanu b'Shabbos Kodesh Kol Kach, changed so much on Shabbos, ad shetalmid chadash shera'ais admo b'mois echol, a new Talmid who would see Rabbi Yerucham during the week, כאשר הוא נכנס לישיבה בליל שבס קודש, היה נדמה לתלמיד כי יש לישיבה משגיח מיוחד. When he entered the yeshiva on the night of Shabbos Kodesh, the Talmid would seem to see a new משגיח, יסר גדול, a greater משגיח לימי השבס, ולא זהו שראה בימי זכון, not the one that he saw during the week. רק במשך הזמן יסגל להבין, only over time did he come to recognize כי פני אדמור משתנס כל כך בשבס קודש, that the face of Rabbi Yerucham changed so much on Shabbos Kodesh. ובאמס אמר אדמור על עצמוי, רבי רוחם said about himself, שיש לו חוש בשבס, he sensed it, כלומר הוא מרגיש בקדושה יסרה עם כניסת השבס. He felt the additional קדושה that enters, לא יקמונו שצריכים לעקוב אחרי השעון, כדי לכוון את הזמן לדקות הסנות. Not like we have to follow the watch, follow the clock and see the time, in order to light on time. ויבורך אלוהיקים הסיום השביעי ויקדש עשרה, השם blessed the seventh day, sanctified it, ממש ברכה וקדושה, הן מציוסי של יום שבס קודש. The reality of שבס is ברכה in קדושה. עניינה של מנוחס שבס, the concept of מנוחס שבס, היא שבאנו מעידים על בריאה סוילם. We testify about the creation of the world. כי שישה ימים עשה השם את השמיים ואת הארץ, ויונח ביום השביעי, from עשרת הדיברות, in פרשת וישרואי, הרמב"ן כוסב שם, he writes, ועל דרך הפשט אמרו, חזל תלס, שהיא מצווה שיזכור תמיד בכל יום עשה שבס. Every day we have to remember the Shabbos, שלא נשכחהו ולא יחלף לנו בשעה ימים, not to forget it and not to confuse it with another day, not to switch it. כי בזוכרנו או יסוי תמיד, when we always remember Shabbos, נזכור מעשה בראשית בכל עת. It reminds us of מעשה בראשית. It's inextricably linked with the conclusion of מעשה בראשית. And therefore at all times, when we remember even during the week what day it is and related to Shabbos, we always acknowledge שיש לעולם בורא, that the world is a creator, והוא ציווה אויס לנו באויס הזה, and he commanded us with this sign, כמו ישמע, like the Torah says, כי אויס היא ביני וביניכם, it is a sign between us. וזה עיקר גדול באמונת הקהיל. And this is a fundamental idea. מרן הקדוש רבי אברהם גוז'ינסקי נשמתו עדן, the father-in-law of the author of the Sefer, העריך במערכה נפלאה בביאור שבס ועלייה. So there's a whole set of essays about this in Tiras Avraham from Kuf Samech Beis to Kuf Samech Tes. מערכה זו בנויה על יסוד זה. The entire set of essays is built on this one fundamental idea. בכל מלאכה שאדם מונע את עצמו מלעשייסה. With every מלאכה that a person avoids doing on Shabbos, מעידו בזה על בריאת העולם ואמונת השם. He testifies about the creation of the universe and his אמונה. הגאון רבי שמשון רפאל הירש כוסב כי שרש איסור מלאכויס בשבס הוא, the root idea of the prohibition of מלאכויס, לבטל מעשה האדם כלפי השם יזבורך. What does that mean? כלומר, בשבס מופקס בעלוס האדם הנביא. On Shabbos, humanity's ownership or custodianship over the Bria is expropriated, it's removed. והקדש ברוך הוא שברא את העולם הוא הבעלים היחידי עליו ביום זה. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created the world is the single owner, the single proprietor of the universe on this day, עד שאין לאדם רשות לכל מלאכה יצרס, to the point where no individual has permission to do any creative act, כלחיצה על כפתור להדליק אור, such as pressing a switch to switch on the light, כסיבס שתי אויסיוס, writing two letters, או אריגס שני בתי נירים, that activity to do with the loom. הגאון רבי אליהו דסלר, נשמע סזן, כוסב מכתב אליהו, כי כך כסבו גם המקובלים. He writes in חלק א', page 295, that the מקובלים write along the same lines. הרי השבס מעמידה אויסנו תמיד מחדש עליהם ביאס העולם, וסכליס הבריאה. So Shabbos always places us anew by the creation. It focuses us on the creation and on the purpose of creation. אתה קידשת יום השביעי לשמך, you sanctify the seventh day for your name. Tachlis ma'aseh shamayim. It's the end goal of the creation. Uveirachto mikol yamim vekidashto mikol zamanim. You blessed it and you sanctified it. Yoyim Shabbos Kodesh mekudash lishmoy. It's a day that's sanctified for his name. Hu yizborach bara es ha'olam. He created. Normally we translate bara es ha'olam. The author here has an interesting explanation of this term. Vedashen bara u'kmo baramis puk chaze levara. Chazal uses this expression. Go outside and see. Baro means outside, anu chutz. Shekivyechol ha-boire yatsa chutz me'atzmoy. So to speak, the creator goes out of himself, uvara olam nifad mimenu, and creates a world separate to him. Uvayoyim Shviki v'chol chazal etzmo. The seventh day, so to speak, he returns to himself. Hu shavas v'yinofash. Uvazeh chzir gam esabriyah etzmo. And by so doing, he returns the bria to himself, to within himself on Shabbos. Umizgale v'yom Shabbos ki tnu'a sabriyah achrei gmar ma'aseh v'reshisi. So what's revealed on Shabbos is that the motion of the bria after the conclusion of the creation process is a love isbar towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ki yom ha-shvi'i mikudash lishmoi. Yom ha-shvi'i is sanctified to his name. V'zoi tachlis shamayim. So this is really the purpose, the end goal of the creation. Harei lemaase. So in practice, his chadshus ha-emunah b'vero elam. What Shabbos should produce for us is a renewal of emunah in the Creator. Ve'amida al kach she'olam lishmoi, and ascertaining that the world is lishmoi. The imkozen, together with all of this, Hashabbos metzius shel kedusha, as we said on the previous page, it's a reality of kedusha. How do we practice this? What do we do? Bimtzius zeis shel yom Hashabbos nisboinen miad ba'is kabalas Shabbos. This is what we should reflect upon immediately as we accept Shabbos. This reality of the Shabbos day, Shabbos mamash oireachu. Shabbos is a guest. V'anachnu mekablim oisein. We receive. We say in lechadodi. Toich emunei am segula, within this treasured nation. Boichala Shabbos Malkesa. Meaning, anu mazminim es Shabbos shetavo el toicheinu. We invite the Shabbos to come into our midst, not just among us, but into us. Ki yom shekulei pnimius. It's a day which is entirely focused on pnimius. Ha'emuna bevorei olam nislamed lechadesh b'es ha'tefila v'akidush b'leil Shabbos Kodesh. So, as far as the aspect of renewing emuna in the Creator, that should be done during the tefila on late Shabbos Kodesh and kiddush. V'ha'amida la leshimcha, and ascertaining the fact that Shabbos is leshimcha, nasig be'ikar alidei ha'tikduk b'ilchoi Shabbos. That's attained mostly through being punctilious in the halachos of Shabbos, v'hilchus ha'rabbis ale Shabbos, meaning v'ra'oi lekboa kvius. It's appropriate to have a kvius to learn the halachos of Shabbos on Shabbos, and furthermore, a further inducement in the words of Chazal, we shouldn't fail in bitul Torah on Shabbos. Paragraph base. Nusach ha-tefilois shel yom ha-shabbos megale lanu mahalach chadash b'inyan ha-shabbos. The nusach of the tefilois reveals to us a new process, a new approach to Shabbos. Tefilas leil Shabbos kodesh ma'amida oisanu al yad b'riyas olam. The tefillah of the night, Shabbos night, places us at the creation of the world. We recite vaychulu hashamayim v'horetz v'chol tzevam. That's a phrase from the Torah itself about creation, the end of the creation. It's focused obviously on that initial Shabbos when the world was created. B'shacharis b'boiker shinu chazal es nusach b'kas emeris. So in the shacharis of Shabbos morning, Chazal changed the formulation of b'kas emeris that precedes the Shema. Hakoil yeducha, focusing on the word hakol. Hakoil yeducha, all will acknowledge you. Hakoil yeshevachu, all will praise you. Hakoil yimru en kadosh kashem. Furthermore, hakoil yiru memucha seretze hakoil. And kach gam b'nishmas. In Nishmas we have the same type of phrase. Nishmas. Kol chay tevorech es shimcha Hashem Elokeinu v'ruach kol basar tevorech es shimcha Hashem Elokeinu. Asks the author, miem hakol ha'ele, hakol, all. Who are they, number one? V'lama b'lishon asid. Why is this all formulated in the future tense? Hevei oimer, the answer is, ba'elef ha'shevi'i anu medabrim kan. We talk about the seventh millennium. Shu yom ha'shabbos le'asid lavoi, which is the Shabbos le'asid lavoi. As tiena kol haneshamois shenivruim adam rishon besikunan uvkedushasan. That's the answer. Then all the neshamois, that's the hakoil, all the neshamois that we created with adam rishon will be in the ultimate kedusha, ultimate perfection. Achas lo ne'edara, not one missing. Unshamois elu kulan makirois umodois umshavechois umeremois esboan. It's these neshamois, all of them, that those terms refer to, acknowledge and thank and praise and elevate. Lachen b'soif keta ze mesamim. That's why also it's in the future tense. Therefore also at the end of this paragraph, we conclude ve'ein doyim elecha mishenu v'ischiyas ha-meisim. We conclude with this phrase, that none is like you as far as t'chiyas ha-meisim. Sherak kan muzkez t'chiyas ha-meisim benusach ha-tfila milvad b'kasek v'o b'shmonese. Other than the second bracha of the Amidah, which is focused on Tchiyas HaMisim, this is the only place in the Siddur we mention Tchiyas HaMisim over here. Ki b'Tchiyas HaMisim hadvarim amurim kan, because here we are talking about Tchiyas HaMisim, and that's why it's all in the future tense. Uv mincha, ata echad, v'shimcha echad, umi ke'amecha Yisrael goy echad ba'oitz. Hanusach miyusat al pasuk. This nusach is based on the pasuk in Zechariah, Perek Yudalet. V'ayah Hashem lemelech al kol ha'oretz. Hashem will be king over the entire earth. V'ayem ahu yeh Hashem echad u'shmoy echad. Uva ze b'psachim nun. Famous Gemara in Psachim daf nun. Atu ha'idna lav echadu. The Gemara asks, is he not one nowadays? What does it mean in that day he'll be one? Omar av achar bar chanina. Lo yikolam hazeh olam haba. There's a fundamental distinction between this world and olam haba. בעולם הזה, על בשרו יש תבואיס אומר ברוך הטוב והמיטיב, ועל בשרו יש רואיס אומר ברוך דיין האמס. In העולם הזה, we differentiate. There's בשרו יש תבואיס, which we acknowledge with one type of bracha, and בשרו יש רואיס, which we acknowledge with דיין האמס. לעולם הבא, כולו יהיה הטוב והמיטיב. לעולם הבא, השם will be one in the sense of everything will be הטוב והמיטיב. And then, ושמו אחד, מהי שמו אחד? עתו העיד נלב שמו אחד, is his name not one? אומר נחמן ביצחק, לא יהיה כעולם הזה, עולם הבא. יש עומד הטרפ אוב מהלך. העולם הזה נכתב ביוד ה' ונקרא באלף דלת. In העולם הזה, השם's name is written one way and pronounced another. אבל העולם הבא, כולו אחד. העולם הבא, השם's name is one, נקרא ביוד ה', נכתב ביוד ה'. It's written and pronounced the same way. אין כאן המקום להיכנס לברור עניין המוגזיר. We're not going to discuss and delve into this deep Gemara right now. הרי כאן נגעו בגילוי ייחודי סברך לעשיד לבוי. What you see is that חזל are talking about the revelation of השם's oneness לעשיד לבוי. And this phrase in Mincha is based upon all of this discussion. Dai lanu lavin minusach ha'tfilah. It's sufficient to understand just from the formulation of the tfilah in Shabbos Mincha. Ki zman mincha b'Shabbos Kodesh, zman rav de'ravin. This zman, the afternoon of Shabbos Kodesh, which is called rav de'ravin, goodwill of goodwill, so to speak, the highest goodwill. Yesh mumein gilui yichudei baruch ha'zomim. It has a spark. It has something like the revelation of Hashem's oneness at the end of time. V'chazal baruch milelu. Chazal said this explicitly in Brachos Daf Nun Zayin, ki Shabbos im me'ein olam haba. Ha'arizal he'emid es kol ha'shabbos al maskenes olam haba. The Arizal established the entire Shabbos on the mold of olam haba. Be'askinu se'udasa shelo lishloshes se'udasa Shabbos. He did so in his piyut, askinu se'udasa, for the three se'udais. So what we learn so far is Shiesh la Shabbos shtei kitzavos. Shabbos has two ends, two poles. Mitzad echad u'ma'amiden l'olad b'yas olam. At the beginning, as we mentioned, the kiddush of Shabbos and the amidah of Leil Shabbos places us by the creation. It's the beginning. By chulu hashamayim ba'oretz. U'mitzad sheni u'magienu ad l'yom shekuloi Shabbos u'mnuchol l'chayi olam haba. The other side of Shabbos is a reference to Chayei Olam Haba, Ad Tchiyas HaMisim, Vizgalus Yichidoi, all the way to the end of time, Tchiyas HaMisim, and Hashem's revelation. Zehu HaShoresh Shel Inyan Oineg Shabbos. This is the root of the concept of Oineg Shabbos. HaToifes Makoyim Korachav BaHalacha Of Chol HaNagas Yom. That takes so much of Halacha of Shabbos and the whole conduct of the day. Le'osid Lavoi Hu Zman HaTanug. Le'osid Lavoi is the time of the pleasure, שצדקים יושבין ואת ריסן בראשיהן ונהנים מזיו השכינה. This is of course a Gemara, statement of rather think. צדקים will sit and the crowns on the heads and enjoy the splendor of the שכינה. אשר לזה נברא האדם כדבר מסלס ישרים. Which is a purpose for which man was created, as the Ramchal points out. וכאשר כן, and because of this, גם בשבס שלנו יש כבר מעין זה, in our Shabbos, which is not olam haba, but our Shabbos already has something of this, מעין זה. ואנו מצווים להסענג בו במאכל ומשתה וכו'. And therefore we are commanded, we are instructed to delight it with food and drink. והנה אנו בעלי גוף, we are physical beings, לכן עלינו להסענג בתענוגי הגוף. And therefore there has to be an element of physical pleasure. אך לתענוגי הגוף אלה, however, to these pleasures of the body, מגיע קרן אוירה של לשמך. There's a ray of light of לשמך. שאס השבוס אנו רוצים להנהג בתענוגי היום. That we wish to honor, to delight the Shabbos. ותענוג האמיתי היא מנוחס שבוס עצמו. The true delight over here is the tranquility of Shabbos itself. In a tranquility. שהיא מנוחס אהבה ונדבה מנוחס אמס ואמונה, מנוחס שלם ושלווה והשקט ובטח, מנוחה שלמה שאתה רצה בה איזו יסי מנחה. איך כל המעלויס העליונויס אלו תמונויס במנוחס שבס? How is it that these supreme levels, אהבה, נדבה, אמס, all of these supreme levels are innate or inherent within מנוחס שבס? והיא אומר, the answer is, מנוחה זו בעומקה היא כניסה לתוך הפנים שבפנים של החיים. This מנוחה, we speak about מנוחה, this which I translate, for lack of a better word, as tranquility, in its depth, it's an entry into the deeper, the innermost, the deepest part of life, ששם האדם דבוק לגמרי ורואי, where a person is completely bonded to his creator, ואינו זז ממנו, and doesn't budge from that connection. הוא אינו יוצא בנקודה פנימית זו החוצה. At that point, he does not move outwards, אפילו להגיד מילה מיותרת, even to say one redundant word, כי כמו, as we said in paragraph א', בקושי התירו שלום בשבת. חזל barely, grudgingly, reluctantly permitted even greeting another person on Shabbos. אין מלאכה, at that point, there's no מלאכה, כי כל מלאכתך כאילו היא עשויה. This is again the words of חזל. It's if your מלאכה is completely done. זוהר של פנימיוס קורא נסוך כל פינה של יום השבת. There's the light, the splendor of פנימיוס, which shines into every corner of the Shabbos day. אכן, indeed, יכירו בניך וידעו כי מיתך היא מנוחסם, ועל מנוחסם יקדישו את שמך. דקה אחת של פנימיוס שבתית כזאת. One minute of this Shabbos day פנימיוס ממחישה לאדם. It makes tangible to the individual. כי מנוחה כזו יש בלתי אפשרי זה בלי מתנה מן השמיים. That such tranquility would be impossible unless it were a gift from heaven. דקה אחת כזו יש, one minute like that, היא ראיה חויסכס על תורה מן השמיים, is the ultimate proof of תורה מן השמיים. יש כאן הבחנה נראה, there is an awesome test over here. אם שבס היא מעין עולם הבא, given that שבס is מעין עולם הבא, הרי יוכל לאדם להכיר מהשבס שלו, עד כמה יש לו שייכות לעולם הבא. A person can recognize from his Shabbos how much shaychus, what association, what attachment he has to עולם הבא, because it's main. אם מסורר זו בפעם איזו הרגשה, במנוחה עמוקה זו ביום שבס קודש, if he once feels this deep tranquility, which again is a connection within himself, deep within himself, on Shabbos Kodesh, Asherei, he is fortunate. Ki yesh lo she'echus l'olam haba. He knows then, he should know, that he has a connection to olam haba. V'chach kasu b'zohar ha-kadosh, this is what it says in the Zohar, ki ha-shabbos shel adam ya bechina al olam haba shelo. A person's Shabbos is the test of his olam haba. One can ascertain one's connection to olam haba. Ha-islamdus l'maaseh, in practice, what do we do in practice? Hamisbakeshes me'akranas olam haba le'sech ha-shabbos shelanu, which is demanded, the practice which is demanded from the projection of olam haba into our Shabbos, hishenishtadel le'aneges ha-shabbos daika, is that we should try and delight the Shabbos rather than ourselves so much. Nenaseh lechaven befusa rishona, shanu to'amim achrei ha-kiddush. We should try and be mechaven in the first slice of chala that we taste after kiddush, שכזייס זה אנו אוכלים כדי להנגס השבוס. That this כזייס we eat in order to delight the Shabbos. ובוודאי, and of course it goes also with it, נזהר מאוד מדברים בטלים על השולחן. To be exceedingly careful of speaking דברים בטלים at the table. עד כאן.